Well, just days into his new leadership role, and Malcolm Turnbull is offering a bipartisan approach on managing the economy through the current global crisis. With both leaders trading jibes on economic management, Mr. Turnbull suggested they team up to look at what can be done immediately to boost security and stability for families and business. The government's been quick to respond, challenging the opposition to do its bit by passing the budget. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull have been sizing each other up after the Liberal leadership change. They're of similar age, wealthy, from humble beginnings, ambitious, and Republicans. Now they face each other across the dispatch boxes in federal parliament. Just after Mr. Turnbull toppled Brendan Nelson on Tuesday, Mr. Rudd was quick to enlist his new foe on the Republic.
I look forward to working with him on a bipartisan basis on as many national challenges as possible. And this is really important. One of those national challenges for the future, for Australia, will be our move towards a republic.
Malcolm Turnbull says while the republic is dear to his heart, it's not a big priority right now. For him, the biggest national challenge is the economy.
I'm offering Kevin Rudd today, with my deputy, Julie Bishop, with me here today. We're offering to Kevin Rudd to sit down with him and speak and cooperate in a bipartisan way on the measures that can be undertaken in the very near term to provide greater stability and security in our economy and our financial markets. Those are the big issues of the moment.
It's not a war cabinet. Mr. Turnbull insists there'll be no suspension of political competition. But after this shot from the Prime Minister last night...
To take, you know, some politically partisan shot and saying that, well, the Governor might have got it largely right, but not completely right in his statement about the robustness of Australia's financial institutions, as Mr. Turnbull did today, I think is economic irresponsibility writ large when you've got so much at stake in the economy.
The opposition leader wants an end to what he calls political bickering.
Mr. Rudd cannot provide economic leadership with these cheap shots and selectively misquoting people.
The government is sceptical, saying it has offered to cooperate with Mr. Turnbull and the Liberal Party on the economy. It's something called the budget, but that Mr. Turnbull's refusing to play ball.
That is just rhetoric. The amount of money involved in those tax measures that we have opposed in the Senate is a tiny percentage of Commonwealth revenues over the next 4 years. It isn't a raid on the budget.
The Prime Minister says the answer's just a few steps away.
If there is to be an act of bipartisanship, it can start very close to here, about 100 metres or so that way and slightly over there. It's called the Senate. $6 billion worth of bipartisanship. I noticed that someone said this morning that $6 billion actually wasn't much money. Well, can I say it is? If you want, for example, to fund long-term reform of pensions and of retirement incomes policy in Australia, $6 billion is not a piece of loose change. It's a lot of money. So good test of bipartisanship is unblock the budget measures in the Senate. Very simple.
On how long the dark cloud will hang over the global economy, Mr. Rudd cites the advice of the head of the International Monetary Fund.
Strauss Kahn, who pointed to a recovery of sorts in 2009. Head of the IMF, I've spoken to a few times before, he's historically been pretty dark about how the global economy was going to go. When I spoke to him first in Washington early this year, much darker than many of the other people I spoke to. I noted, therefore, carefully what he had to say most recently about the prognosis for 2009. But, you know, you can't put a time limit on this. You just can't.
That's the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd.